News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Brazos County Commission this week joined the Bryan City Council in reaching another economic development incentive package with a local manufacturer. The West Bryan Chemicals Company Lubrizol be reimbursed property taxes based on improvements over an eight-year period. Hear more about the Lubrizol agreement as well as economic development in general from Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters.
When the city passed it, there was some discussion about it at that time, and we had kind of verbally said, yeah, we can do pretty much what the city does. So that's all that did was to address the tax agreement back to pretty much what the city does.
If you could summarize what exactly they're going to get for, and I don't know whether you want to start with what they're going to get or what do they have to do to get the incentives.
I think the first year was 100% and then 70% and 60% and it drops on down to 10% in year eight.
And that sliding scale is they're getting reimbursed?
Yes, they would get reimbursed on that percentage for what the maintenance and operations portion of the taxes that they actually pay.
And that would be just on the new improvements?
Yes. Yes, we set a value for what the base year was, and then the increment above that would be what they would get reimbursed on.
If I read it correctly, they have to invest at least $25 million, and this is a new investment.
Yes, $25 million new investment, and then they have to maintain, I believe the number was $20 million. I mean, as we all know, they may invest $25 million, but it might not be the appraisal district when they come in, you know, it depreciates and that sort of thing, but they have to maintain a $20 million investment.
And then there's also an employment section, too. If I'm reading it correctly, it's 24 new full-time employees above and beyond what they have now?
I think that's right, Bill.
And then a combined annual gross payroll, if I'm reading it right, of at least $1,150,000.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Some pretty good money.
Yes, it is. They're pretty good paying jobs, and that's part of the reason we felt like they had opportunities to go other places. They've done a great job here in Brazos County, and we wanted them to add on here, and because of there's not a lot of jobs, I mean, but they're high paying jobs. And so it's something that we wanted to see happen, and that's why we decided we would agree with and do pretty much the same thing that the City of Bryan did.
Visiting with Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters on action the County Commission took this week, a second time of approving an economic development package with the West Bryan Chemicals manufacturer, Lubrizol. And then going back to the length of the agreement, again, 8 years, that's a pretty good length of time for this to take place.
Yes, and it's a declining balance, too. Like I said, it's starts at 100%, but then it declines. So that increment that they add on, the county begins to participate in and get use of the tax dollars that they've added to the tax rolls.
And while Texas A&M is obviously the big dog in the neighborhood, you really need to have as much of a diversified economy as possible, and Lubrizol is just another example of being able to do that.
That's exactly correct, and that's part of the reason that we certainly have stayed with RVP, because RVP has done a good job in trying to bring in, and in this case, they helped Lubrizol make a decision to stay here in the community with their expansion.
Which is something else that also needs to be noted. It's more than just bringing in new companies. It's also about being able to retain and expand the ones that you have, and again, Lubrizol being the latest example.
That's right, Bill.
The other thing I'm going to go ahead and ask, and you'll chuckle about what else may be in the mill right now. I'm guessing that there's always some level of negotiating going on on both those accounts to bring in new employers as well as to maintain and expand the ones that we currently have.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, typically we wouldn't make any kind of announcements. I mean, there have been a lot of negotiations go on. Some of them occur and some of them don't. And there are some going on right now, potentially, that could come to Brazos County. And there's at least one that could be potentially a pretty good employer. But those are the kind of things that you work through and do everything you can to try to get them to decide to come to Brazos County. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
And using Lubrizol as an example, how much does it help y'all in negotiations when you're able to show examples like this one where this is a company that's decided to stay and expand?
Well, I do think that gives those companies that maybe want to come here, that maybe they won't start out at whatever their potential would be, and take a look at companies that have come here and been successful, and they've found the people, the employees that could go to work for them, and then they want to stay in the community when they decide to expand. So I think that this is a prime example of that.
Thanks again to Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters for the visit. 24 at least new full-time positions, at least an annual payroll addition of $1.1 million on a capital investment of at least $25 million for the West Bryan chemicals manufacturer Lubrizol as part of economic development agreements passed this week by the Brazos County Commission and passed last November by the Bryan City Council. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.